IL Cafe, we have you covered.
Good to have you join us on IL Cafe. My name is Sheetal, and today we're going to be talking about something that requires a lot of attention and focus, but perhaps in our country, as I'm realizing, it doesn't get as much focus, and that is the area of motor vehicle insurance. You know, taken aback, because when you buy a car, usually, you know, that whole process of insurance is part of the whole deal. So I'm thinking, who are these people who somehow are managing not to insure their vehicles, and why would they do that? But questions will get answered. It's a stunning revelation, really. And it has, of course, led to a shift in the approach to vehicle insurance in India from the authorities as well as insurance companies. So that's, you know, the silver lining in that particular cloud. In fact, ICICI Lombard has been among the innovators in this regard with a roster of motor insurance products that address pretty much all of these issues. Now, on this episode of IL Cafe, I thought we should, you know, arm ourselves with wisdom and guidance and insight and perspective. So who better than Nitin Khanna, business head, motor business at ICICI Lombard, to join us and talk about the shifting ground, no pun intended, in the motor vehicle insurance sector in India today and how that really impacts vehicle owners themselves and also the automobile industry in general. So that's really the context I wanted to give you before I welcome Nitin onto the show. Nitin, thank you so much for making us some time. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Thanks, I'm fine. Thanks for having me here.
Our pleasure entirely. And I have to ask you, since we're talking about motors, right, I am reminded of the very first set of wheels that I ever sat on. And that was a bicycle, a BSA SLR that my father bought for me as a gift when I was in school. What was yours? I'm curious to know. Is there a pet memory associated with the first vehicle that you own?
I think you said for most of us, the first vehicle would be cycle, for which our parents would have bought was when we were maybe in our early teens.
Right.
But what I remember would be my first scooter, which I bought after I got my job, which also my dad got for me.
Oh.
That's the first automobile which I bought once I got my job.
Yeah.
Post my MBA, so that was the first vehicle.
Yeah. And while the first one remains special, actually in our context of motor insurance, every vehicle after that remains as important, or should remain as important. Maybe if you could tell us about some of the ground realities of motor vehicle insurance in India.
A few things here. I think one, if you have to divide automobile into three different segments, there is a private car, there is a two-wheeler, there is a commercial vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Reasonable level of penetration to the insurance.
Right.
A two-wheeler, two check realities. One, I said, since it's driven more in the internet of the country, no such kind of check by the authorities.
Mm-hmm.
Second, also the premium size for two-wheeler is so low that there is no interest from the intermediary or the insurance company to reach out to the customer.
Right.
So another challenge which we get, that no, in the industry, we don't try hard enough to renew a two-wheeler than a private car. So if you own a private car, my sense is you will get at least 5 to 6 calls before your renewal. A two-wheeler customer might not get that many calls.
Mm.
So that also impacts the overall renewal rates and the uninsured market.
These are some interesting points over here with respect to the distinction, the type of vehicles that you've made over here. But then that brings me to a more, even more fundamental question that I think all of our listeners would benefit from. Why is the need for, therefore, motor insurance at all? Why is it necessary for a vehicle owner to purchase insurance? Because, you know, from the look of it, you can make do without it also. You can pay for repairs, you know, sell it for whatever price you might get, buy another vehicle. So why buy insurance for my car or bike or SUV or any other vehicle if I can actually manage to take good care of it?
There are two parts in my mind. One is that a classic debate in terms of self-insurance versus taking insurance outside, whether it's for health or for home.
Mm.
Another, though we're talking about motor, but one of the other products which I think I'll highlight here is that even for home, a lot of us don't get insured because we think that nothing is going to happen to my home, it will only happen to neighbor's home.
Mm.
Similar for health insurance, the penetration are still lower in this country. But if you look at how the automobile industry is moving, there are two parts of automobile insurance. There is one which is the damage of the vehicle, and there is a third part.
Mm.
If you look at damage to the vehicle, that is largely what people look at. Today, the amount of electronics or semiconductor which goes into a car are far higher than it goes into any other equipment.
Right.
So the cost of repair is also going up. So it makes a lot of sense for people to insure their vehicle because of the even the OD damage.
Hmm.
The other part is the third party. So if you end up hitting somebody on a road, the third party damage, which in India is unlimited.
Hmm.
It basically means that court can reward any amount of reward to the person who is affected, the nominee of the person who is affected, and you have to pay that amount.
Mm-hmm.
The premiums are as low as 5,000, 6,000 rupees for an own damage in a private car and maybe 700 rupees in a two-wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to bear that liability on you if you can get that through insurance company by paying 700 rupees.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think clearly there is a huge advantage for customer to renew the vehicle. I think there is more of inertia or lethargy in the consumer, not they forget it, mm-hmm. then actually not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, inertia, lethargy, and also probably lack of awareness. For example, I'll tell you my own story. For a long time, I didn't understand the third party insurance aspect of it till my own husband one day took my chavi and hid it in the box and said, I'm sorry, but you're not going to get to drive this car because third party insurance is not there. And that's when I realized, oh, acha, aisa bhi kuch hai, matlab, you know. So I think I'm hoping a podcast like this or a show like this will go a long way into building that level of awareness into people. You know, one more question that really I think begs to be asked while we are understanding the basics of the space, Nitin, is the industry size. What are some of the India-specific information, the market size that you can give us to help us understand why so much of focus is being given to motor insurance as an area?
For largely the reason, it's a mandatory product, and when you buy a new vehicle, it is always insured. That's it. You can't register a vehicle with an insurance, so the penetration was very high at the time of the new vehicle. And that used to drive the overall premium, just significant premium for any insurance company to invest in terms of manpower, in terms of the technology, in terms of the new products. That is how it is. And if you look at Indian market in terms of the automobile, we are the fastest growing market today. In two-wheeler, we are almost the largest market. I don't think any other country produces the two-wheeler like we do.
Right.
Which is the major mode of conveyance for it, even in that. A regular Indian today is a two-wheeler.
So it's all a ripple effect in many ways. And suddenly when you were responding to that question, I realized that Nitin must be the go-to person for his family members. Mujhe car khareedna hai, kaun sa car khareede? Because you are such a subject matter expert in even that areas of what is available and what are the segments and so on. So that was fascinating to hear.
More than actually advise on that, more for discounts. What discount you can give me? That is more which I get calls for, not for advice.
That
becomes yeah. So the thing I want. I think two things today. One is the waiting period is very high. So yeah. Can you make it available faster and plus the discount will be?
Yeah, so we have an insight into what kind of phone calls also Nitin is fielding more often than not. And well, we'll take a small little break, and on the other side, we'll talk about some of the interesting products that are being born of this consumer need. And Nitin will tell us about both. What are these new expectations consumers have? And what are the products that ICICI Lombard and organizations like this actually have catered to or tailored for these needs? Stay with us on IL Cafe. It's Nitin Khanna who's joining us today.
IL Cafe, we have you covered.
Back again on IL Cafe, we are talking about a very important area, and that is motor vehicle insurance. Now, Nitin, products, right? We just spoke about the realities, the market realities, some of the trends, etc. But it would be more important for our listeners to understand customer expectations and products and how these two have aligned to give us some of those great options that, you know, ICICI Lombard is so famous for, in fact, with a, you know, plethora of very interesting products. So if you could tell us a little bit about both those aspects, it would be great.
So I think, as I said, these are basic insurance products, which is a third party liability which might arise of the accident. But we as an industry are very regulated till maybe a year back. I think post the new regime in the regulator, there are a lot of openness in terms of filing of the products and approving of the products, allowing the insurance company to launch new products.
Right.
We also, the company, launched many products in last, I think, a year or so, which is in helping the consumer to, one, convenience, and second, also reducing their premium in case they are driving well.
Right.
So if you look at the industry, we used to earlier price based on factors like class of the vehicle or the location. So we used to assume Indica in Delhi is a bad vehicle. But there could be Indica which is driven by maybe a businessman. And Indica which is also driven by, for example, I used to own Indica. I used to drive maybe 10 kilometers a day. But there was another guy who was a businessman who used to drive 100 kilometers a day. We will treat them same. Both how industry was kind of pricing the insurance for quite some time, I would say.
Right.
In last 1 year, a lot of that has changed. We also have products which link your CIBIL score to your insurance premiums. I can understand driving behavior through various modes. I can either put an OBD device in your car, which will give me the data in terms of your sudden braking, your sharp turns, your time of driving, how much you drive, and all that can help me to price you better. So I can price, let's say, Nitin Khanna different from Sheetal, because I know Sheetal drives much more safer than Nitin Khanna, who is a rash driver. Similarly, I can also say that somebody who drives, let's say, 10 kilometers a day or 300 kilometers a month, you know, somebody who is driving, let's say, 3,000 kilometers a month. So I can price them differently. But the more you're on road, the more is the probability of accident. Somebody who drives less can be priced better vis-a-vis somebody who drives more and be on the road. There are two products which industry has launched, which are linked to telematics. They are very, very common abroad, Western countries. I think we are also on that journey now. Where the insurance company started this pilot almost 2 years back. So we have sufficient data now to price our customer based on their driving behavior and how much they drive. The other product which I'd like to talk about is more of a convenience platform wherein in a lot of our families, there are two or three vehicles. In Bombay, it might be a lesser trend, but if you go to Delhi, if there are five adults in a family, there are five cars.
Right.
Or maybe four cars and one bike based on the family demographic. And you can insure all the products in one policy. Hmm. As you said, you might forget to renew your policy. If you have five cars, you might forget to renew one policy.
Right.
But now we can insure all your vehicles in your family in one way, in one policy.
Fantastic.
That gives you a lot of convenience of not remembering all the insurance dates and going for insurance. On one policy, you can insure all the vehicles in the car. The other product which we have launched is basically based on the risk of the customer, which is CIBIL-based score.
Mm-hmm.
You must be aware that today all your loans or credit cards get approved based on your CIBIL scores,
mm-hmm.
which tells your credit worthiness.
Right.
We do the analysis of CIBIL along with the loss ratio behavior of the consumer. We realize that a good CIBIL score customer is also a better loss ratio. Maybe he drives better.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of hypotheses there, but there is a clear correlation between a big, good CIBIL score and a good driver.
Okay.
If you launch a product and if your CIBIL score is more than 750, which is considered to be a good CIBIL score, we'll give you additional discount on your premium so that you can renew your vehicle with us. All the new products are coming in the market now. We have taken some lead in terms of launching this product. But my sense, other players will also start launching this product as the time comes.
Fantastic. You know, of all the information that you've given us in terms of the products available and some of the benefits and how they're speaking or addressing specific needs of the customer, so hyper-personalized, if I may put it that way. One thing that also stood out, which I really liked from you, is even if it was an example, you said Sheetal is a very good driver. So I want to take that part of the recording. I want to play to all my family members for posterity. So there's no doubt or debate on the matter coming from Nitin Khanna himself. And on that happy note, it's time to wrap up Aisle Cafe. It's been a fun conversation, understanding an area that I think touches all of our lives. All of us know at least somebody who owns a vehicle, even if we don't own one ourselves so far. And this kind of information is critical in helping us make those choices and decisions. Thank you so much, Nitin, for joining us on Aisle Cafe today and helping us understand the space.
Thank you, Hazel. Thank you for your time. It was a pleasure for myself. Thank you.
You were listening to IL Cafe. We have you covered.